On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
It's Audio Whiplash.
Yes, it is.
66. You Josh Hosang motherfuckers. Two inside.
No, I don't. It's perfect for me.
All right. How's it going?
Top notch, man. You caught me mid beer swig there.
Swig. That's a professional.
And how about you? How are you doing, my friend?
You know, I've noticed. I've gone back and been editing these over the last couple of weeks. You've been far more conscientious of how I'm doing. It's refreshing.
Yep. Well, that's me, man. Caring.
We are coming up on our 200th episode. We went like 179 before you asked me how I was doing.
Wow.
That's a bitch.
I'm in a better place. How about that?
Nice that you asked me if I was. That's all I'm saying. It's been great, man. Things are good.
Things are good.
In comparison to how things are going for Sean Spicer.
Well, this is what I was going to say. You could have his job, and I think you would likely do it better.
There's no doubt I would do it better.
Now, is he a stand-in or a double for Gollum in the next? Like, if you think if you as a businessman were going to appoint somebody as your front man, as your PR guy.
For me.
This is it. Could you not find somebody who looks like the third, brother, to Clint and Ron Howard? Like, I'm not really sure what's going on there.
The worst, man.
You're creepy looking.
And there's been some.
And you don't sound polished.
At all. Kind of sound like my brother-in-law.
You kind of sound like somebody who crawled out of the backwoods.
I just said that.
All right. That's too inside, I think.
Don't repeat me. Is it? Everybody's got one of those.
And does your brother-in-law listen to this?
No.
Okay.
It's too highbrow.
All right. Not enough camo in this show.
All right. Was there something specific?
Sean Spicer. With his whole Hitler versus Al-Assad, and I'm like what? Because those people weren't gassed in their living rooms?
Gassed enough?
Yeah, like people in Auschwitz and Dachau, they were...
So for those of you who missed it, one of the reasons that old Donald Funland went firing his fireworks into Syria... was the gassing of his own people, Assad's own people, not Trump's old people. That's coming. He's going to start gassing CNN here very shortly, yeah. I would imagine.
No, just wait, Times, people.
Washington Post.
Just wait.
Right. It's not as far off as you think. And so Mr. Spicer stepped to the microphone at the White House to speak for the president. Even Hitler didn't gas people.
You start holding up. No, gas. Yeah, starts
they
holding,
started.
With, started holding up Hitler as the benchmark.
The high watermark.
Yeah, for douchebaggery. If you can't make it to this line, and he only killed 6 million.
Right.
And he's like, what?
Even he didn't gas people. And you go, actually, yeah, he didn't. Well, and then he tried to go, but he didn't gas his own people.
Yeah, like all those Jewish people living in Germany weren't Germans because they were... What?
Oh.
Sean, can you clarify that for me?
Dude.
And one of the reporters tried to give him a, hey.
An out.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you.
Yeah, and then I see where you're going with that. And then, I'm going to, oh, come on, shove the foot further in your mouth.
Honestly, that was a foot sound effect, I guess.
It
could be anything.
Yeah, gargling. A set of balls. I'm not really sure what's going on there.
Gargle balls, Sean Spicer. That's the message.
I have no idea. But anyways, it was worth noting right off.
Sounds like he's got an idea.
Right off the... Well, I've heard it.
Oh, dear.
So
to
me...
Speaking of people who should be gassed.
Yes. This room, I think, has been gassed just recently. But yeah, what a train wreck. And we're just 3 months in or whatever we're in. I have no idea how far.
He's already taken in his first 3 months more golf days than Obama took in his first 2 years in office. Like his two years?
Yes. Yeah, I think it's his term probably.
No, it wasn't. Like I'm trying to be as reasonable as possible, but for a guy who sat there on his Twitter machine and criticized that president for all the time he took off and this and that, and you just go, man, like... And I meant
has
to forward
he,
this to you.
Has he been 11 times? Something like that?
Yeah, yeah. In his first 9 weeks or whatever it was in office. I meant to forward you something because the game online at this point has just been to go back, see Trump do something, and then go find one of his tweets where it says, you absolutely should not do that. And I saw a great tweet that said,
oh, Jesus.
Well, because there's 1,000 of them. Like,
of course
all of them,
there are.
Like, hey, you absolutely shouldn't go into and bomb Syria. And you go, what?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, right? There's one of them that's going to be there was a guy that tweeted something along the lines of, I'm just waiting for the day where Trump's on the day he trips over a squirrel and shoots himself in the foot, says, you should never trip over squirrels and shoot yourself in the foot, right? There it is.
And when you throw enough shit out there,
ugh.
A la Twitter.
Love Twitter.
There you are, right?
There it is for all time.
And somebody should take...
His Twitter from him.
Tweeting machine.
His Twitter machine.
And smash it on the ground.
The
and say,
Secret
you know what?
Service took it from him.
Just,
or his
just,
own.
Yeah, prior
his own,
the month leading up to the election,
yes,
right?
His own part campaign took his Twitter from him. Said, look, you're this close. Stop talking.
And like, if they could get rid of, he needs to find a couple of less Carney-like people than Kelly What's-Her-Face and Sean Spicer.
Terrible.
Two people who have not spent the last 30 years working for carnivals would be better, right? Can you see what you can do? Please. Anyways.
No.
No, all right. Well, and really.
I found myself watching a report last night on CNN about North Korea arming themselves. Which they've been doing for a while, and they're looking
Excuse
at
me?
Ballistic missiles that will reach the mainland of the United States, and isn't that?
Do you test drive those like a Hyundai? Do you go in and go, hey, what do you have?
Can you reach Oklahoma from here?
Yeah, this is it. only San Francisco. No good.
And so I'm watching this, and I find myself going, Kim Jong-un, not that crazy, right? Like going... I might need to protect myself very soon. And he might. Like, it's when you are not the sympathetic figure in a war against North Korea, like Donald Trump is clearly not.
When people look and go, who's the loosest cannon out there?
Right. It's no longer North Korea.
Oh, it's you. If you can't figure out who the loose cannon is, it's likely
probably
you.
Yeah. No, man, it's getting scary. And they're saying that half the reason that they would have – there's talk that the Russians were informed and that the Syrian Assad was informed. before, and this is just a flex of muscle, and now we're moving ships into North Korea to, look, see, we did it to them. We'll do it to you if you don't do what we... It's just getting crazy, man.
How about 54 cruise missiles or whatever they fire?
Tomahawks.
54,
yeah.
Or 58?
Yeah.
At the cost of $50 million.
Yeah. Those are expensive missiles,
ooh,
man.
Well, and
to
honestly,
do what?
I think they could blast one right through your
they
window.
They say.
They could blast one right through your window here, and if you keep railing
and
against
they
Trump.
Might.
Exactly. I don't live
it's
here.
It's going to hit Mrs. Edelson downstairs.
This is it. This is it. It's close. It's close, though, right? It may bring this whole building down, but.
She makes a great chocolate chip cookie. I hope they don't get her first.
Oh, I thought you were going to go on about her tuna casserole. Delightful.
No, man, it's just getting to a point where it's fucking crazy. And they're saying that they destroyed 20% of the Syrian Air Force. I didn't see a single runway destroyed. I didn't see, planes were taking off 2 hours later. This was clearly a fucking...
This was the largest attended inauguration, period.
But he's just trying to show a little, hey, look. And the biggest thing that I've read, and we'll see, the Russians were told, the Syrians were told, and it says, look, I'm saving little faces. And then he stands up and goes, look, see, we couldn't possibly in cahoots with the Russians because we just did this to Syria. And you go, to a couple of empty fucking tarmacs and hangars, and good for you, man, right? Like,
yep. I'm going to toss a couple in there, see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
The best thing about a tomahawk is that it's supposed to come back at you, so I wouldn't mind seeing that happen.
Right in your kitchen. Bye-bye.
I'd like to talk about United Airlines.
3411.
Everybody, long before this, already hated United. Thought they were amongst the worst airlines.
Well, and I hate all American airlines.
I kind of hate Canadian airlines, too.
Whether it's Delta, United, American Airlines,
Southwest,
whatever it is.
It's all shit.
They're garbage.
And you know what it is? And they do it here, too. They fucking lie to you. They're, for no reason. For no reason. We've decided there was a problem with that aircraft, so we're going to change aircrafts. You go, oh, okay. So it went but from being a Boeing 757 to a different Boeing 757 with the exact same seat configuration. And I've seen this happen. I've been a part of this happen. They go, you can't sit together anymore with your party. And you go, why? This is the same fucking plane. You go, yeah, no, it's not. And we had to, no, you didn't. You're just fucking liars, right? Like,
yeah.
And they just, that's all. They know they own you. They know that you can't. Especially post 9/11, get even marginally upset without
do
being,
not
right without being anally raped in the fucking gateway.
Well, and see, to me, it's in the small in the fine print. It's in the fine print, right? That they can bump you, they can do whatever.
Yeah.
Is it also in the fine print that somewhere during the midway portion of your trip, you are going to be anally raped with a broom handle?
Mercilessly like, beaten.
Yeah, like, am I not looking far enough here? It only comes with 8 pages of fine print.
Honestly, if you've ever booked a flight online, the itinerary that they email to you comes with, like, your shit at the top and then, like, 17 pages of shit to scroll through. Hey, if your fucking bag isn't exactly this shape, we may blow you up, right? Like, it's just unbelievable the stuff that the airline
anal
industry...
gaping.
How about all the times that flight prices have climbed and climbed and climbed and climbed as gas prices went up and then gas prices drop, the price of oil drops. The price of your flight ever come down? Ever? Once? No. It's hanging up there, man.
And you know what? And we'll get into this whole United thing, but
yeah.
And you were railing against Canadian airlines too, right?
Yeah.
To me, I've flown a metric shit ton in the last 20 years.
Right.
I've never had a problem with the Canadian airline to the extent of I've never been asked to go on standby or I've never been bumped. I've never had my luggage lost.
I've had my luggage lost several times, at least 3 times.
You ever just showed up in the middle of your flight and had your connection canceled because they're whatever?
I just don't feel like it.
Never.
No. Right. No, I haven't. Look, there's certainly
like Air
better.
Canada. Air Canada will fly with whatever.
9 people.
Yeah.
Winnipeg to.
This is it.
Swift
and to me, that's the price of doing business.
Yeah.
Right. Whereas United or Delta, they'll just go, oh, it's only half full. Canceled. Hey, but I'm in fucking Kalamazoo.
Yeah. I paid. You have my money. I paid. Can you take me home like you promised you would do? No.
No.
So this story, for most of you who I assume have heard it by now, but for those of you who have not, United Airlines, and this is something that Air Canada does do, that WestJet does do. They will overbook flights.
Yeah, everybody does it. And it should be outlawed.
It's ridiculous. And it's to save them. In case you decide not to show up, they have someone willing to step in. But when you do show up and that person shows up, someone doesn't get to get on the flight that you said I was on. It's a shithole way to do business. You protect your own company without doing anything for the customer. And it really is fairly despicable.
Which ultimately are the people who pay your salary.
Can you imagine any other industry where you get to go, hey, I bought this, you have my money, but now you don't have to give me the thing I bought.
Right.
Fucked. No. Fucked. So, United Airlines overbooks a flight.
But wait.
Okay.
I think it's a shitty policy and practice.
Yeah.
But if you're going, okay, you know what? Sometimes people just don't show up. So we're going to overbook on the chance that there's going to be a certain percentage of people that don't show up, which I find crazy hard to believe that the number would be
high enough that's worth it
to a full percentage point, let alone.
Right.
Right. But these guys were being bumped on this flight for staff.
Right. And so I do want to get to that. But the problem becomes like if I buy a seat on every single flight out of Ottawa tomorrow and don't get on it, you still have my money.
Yeah.
Why do you think you get to have it twice? If I decide not to show up, then send that fucking plane out with a guy not on it. You have my money. I covered the cost.
We've already paid for that seat.
Right. So the fact that any airline thinks they get to sell it twice and hope someone doesn't show up is ridiculous. But as you mentioned, this isn't even in the hopes that another customer will come and take. They decide it's the last flight out, I believe, on a Sunday night. They're going to Kentucky. Yeah.
Who's going to Kentucky?
When were they leaving? Chicago?
Chicago. Yeah, it was O'Hare.
You go. They have a flight back on Monday morning, and they have to have their staff there for it. And so they ask for volunteers to go ahead and give up their seat. Now, there's a policy most airlines have. They ask for volunteers, and if no one arises, they'll offer a little money, a little compensation. Maybe it's a meal. Sometimes it's a couple hundred bucks. Sometimes it can be as high as $1,000. And at $1,000, everyone on that plane said, no, I'm going. If you've checked the statistics lately, if you've done a little research, last year, United Airlines earned over $13 billion in profits. So we can start by saying there was no reason that they couldn't offer more than $1,000 to incentivize people. But that didn't happen. They didn't want to offer that. They didn't want to offer any more than that. Their policy is to a certain number. That's where they decided to go. And it wasn't to fit overbooked passengers on. It was to put their own staff on who could work the flight back on Monday morning. So they got, I think they needed 4 seats. They got a couple, and then you go to when enough people don't want to get off, it goes to a computer-generated system. It's random, and so it might be you. Now, kids and families and people booked together are shown preferential treatment, but it goes to a randomly generated thing that says the guy in 17D, you're getting the fuck off. And guy in 17D said, yeah, no, I'm fucking not. I bought this seat. I'm staying here. And you're going to take me to where you said you would take me. I don't care how you get your staff to where they need to be on Monday morning. And dude's right.
Dude is absolutely right.
Should we play the audio?
Yeah.
There was a guy who was on the flight, guy or girl, I don't know, who...
Multiple sources.
Do you know it's illegal to take video on a plane?
Well, that guy will be... That's where United will recoup their legal losses and will come from suing that guy.
This guy is hardly the bad guy, but apparently it's illegal to take anything but personal photo or video. Like you can take a picture of, hey, here's me and my friend on our flight to Nassau or wherever you might
be. Hey, here's me jerking off.
I don't know if you can use that pic. Yeah. As long as you don't share it publicly, I think you can.
All right, so, well then, you know what?
So here's some audio after this guy has refused to get off the plane after the computer has randomly generated that he will be the one to leave. There's some talk that he's a doctor. I don't particularly care. Some people say that's a...
If that's my doctor, I'm concerned.
I guess. What if my mechanic is on there and I need to see him Monday morning, right? Like, I...
Well, no, but I'm just concerned about, after seeing him a couple times in this video, I'm concerned about that guy being my doctor.
So the police are walking... have walked onto the plane to grab this guy. United Airlines have
called
them.
And is the one
guy
wearing baggy-ass jeans? The guy who drags him off is...
It's weird.
And I'm like, that looks like a pair of jeans. What's
so United Airlines have had their computer randomly generate the guy who has to leave. He refuses. And so the airport police come on to drag him off. And this is what that sounded like.
Not right. Can't the pilots drive, DeLorme? Can't they rent a car for the pilots and have them drive? Oh my god, what are you doing? No, this is wrong. Oh my god, look at what you did to him. Oh my god.
Good work, guys. Good work. Way to go.
Oh my god.
Yeah, the police grabbed the guy.
Jesus.
He's an older doctor. He was got off the plane.
So, I'm sorry, I know it's not supposed to be funny, but...
Well, it's one of those things.
Come on, buddy. Get it together. So, here's the thing.
Honestly, are you not swinging at that point? Or are you letting somebody just drag you off like that? They drag him off by the feet.
And he's bloodied and his face is bounced off the fucking armrest. Here's the thing. United Airlines... That's a shitty policy. Every airline has it. It's garbage. Go fuck yourself.
Right. And you know what?
The police, go fuck yourself too.
Yeah, airport cops.
Yeah. You're flexing a little muscle. You're trying to whatever. And you know what? It's unpopular because I know this guy's the victim, but fuck you too.
Yeah, you're the douchebag cops who can't be in a cruiser because you're fuck-ups.
Right.
So they stick you there. Good for you guys.
Glad we don't know any airport cops. So when you get to a point where... Here's the thing about the guy. He absolutely has the right to hold his ground and say, I'm not moving, and fight with that airline until, again, they could come back and go, we'll give you $2,000. We'll give you $3,000. Until someone goes, I'll get up. He decides not to do it. They decide not to do it. They call the cops. Once the cops come and tell you to get off the plane, game over, man. You lose. And it's wrong. You shouldn't be in that situation. But if you decide to disobey an order from a cop... Sorry, man. Like, I don't feel good about that, but that's
the
way
it is. In the words of NWA.
Yeah. Motherfuck the police.
Fuck the police.
But then to sit there and...
Okay.
Get up.
And then he ran back on later, and he's bleeding, and he's like, just kill me. And I'm like...
So I want to play this again, because listen to all the fucking people trying to... Can't the pilots just drive to Kentucky? Can't... Everybody's got a... This one guy in the background... Way to go, guys.
Yeah. Well, it's a long way from Chicago.
To Kentucky?
To Kentucky.
You know what? If someone offered me money not to fly to Kentucky, I would be all in on that, right? Like, but let's listen to this just one more time quickly, because there's a lot of people who think they're being very helpful.
Right. Can't the pilots drive, DeLorme? Can't they rent a car for the pilots and have them drive? Oh my god! Look at what you did to him! Oh my god!
Look at what you did to him!
Way to go, guys!
Yeah, I love that guy. Can't they rent a car and drive the pilots to Louisville? Everybody's got a suggestion, right?
Look what you're doing.
And so, honestly, there's no fucking good guy here. And I don't really have a problem with the victim who refused to go. But when
every time I fly someplace, I got something to do on the other end. I don't vacation. right? I got something to do.
You should. You could use a vacation.
Honestly, man, true. I'm arriving on the razor's edge for something.
Yeah.
Right? And you're telling me, yeah, you can't make it? Well, guess what? I'm late and I'm missing what I'm going for.
Right.
Fuck you, man. How about you run your business properly?
Yeah.
With a little bit of ethics.
No, and that's it. And I've seen people online saying that any criticism of the victim is unwarranted. And you know what? That's kind of fucked.
Any criticism of the victim?
Yeah.
Well, how about man up? How about a sack?
Right. That's all I'm saying.
And him standing there, him running back on, like yeah. only, oh, I can't even.
Moments
in,
later.
I can't even get into it. But running back in there and then being overly dramatic, saying, just kill me.
Yes.
You're not standing in front of the tanks in Tiananmen Square,
no.
buddy. I don't know what you think is happening here. Right? That's not what this is.
No. So, fuck United Airlines. Fuck those police who clearly overstepped their bounds. But I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, and the police going, get up. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
There's a certain amount of understand the situation and you've lost. Right? Once they have called the cops on you, once you have made your...
See, to me...
Don't allow your face to be punched in like
and
that.
And to me, what happens with United now?
Well... Allow me to tell you.
Because their stock, I'm sure, has already started to plummet.
Down 4 points, which is the equivalent to roughly $920 million.
Hello.
Oh, shit. People noticed, right? Here's my favorite part of this. And it's been redone since he understood it was a blunder. The CEO of United tweets, that's always how you want to address people. We're upset by this and we're whatever. And we apologize for having to reaccommodate.
Reaccommodate is the word.
And all I can see is a bully grabbing this guy's hand and go, stop reaccommodating yourself. Stop reaccommodating yourself.
Well, this is it. This is it. Sorry that you got bloodied up while you were being reaccommodated. I don't know how that happened.
I'm sorry we had to reaccommodate you by beating you.
And so to me... I saw that and I sent along that song to you.
Yes. And we are going to play that on our way out.
From Dave Carroll, I think his name is, Sons of Maxwell, which is a Nova Scotia band.
That's
who was in O'Hare on United flying down to Louisiana or wherever he was going. And somebody said, hey, they're throwing guitars on the tarmac. And he's like, ooh, I wonder whose stuff that is.
Bitch, that. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And so, yeah. So he had the ability. He wrote a song, made a little video.
Yep. Now, United Airlines
breaks guitars.
Breaks guitars.
And it's a 4.5 minute song, right? And so, yeah, he went through a year at least of trying to get some results, some answers from United. And they're like, yeah, too bad. Sorry about that, man. Read the fine print.
We're allowed to throw your shit off the plane, I guess.
Yeah, we're allowed to give it the Pete Townsend treatment out on the tarmac. And that is unfortunate. So to me, this is, it's wrong. It's half full. We're canceling. Because I've been stuck in O'Hare.
Yep.
That's where I got left. My flight out of O'Hare, they're like, oh, guess what?
Sorry, bud.
And that's it. Canceled.
They don't care.
They don't care. And so I'm stuck overnight in Chicago.
Is there a worst industry in the world? Like, is there maybe
run
maybe
by
Ticketmaster?
Shit heels?
Like the airlines that you sign a look. If you tell me, yeah, I don't get to go see my favorite concert because I sold 70% of the tickets to the fucking secondary market. You go, yeah, fuck you. In this case, you told me, hey, I'm going to fly you from Chicago to Toronto by 10 p.m. And you go, actually, I'm going to fly you from Chicago to Toronto by Tuesday.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
No, right? And to me, that kind of, they need to close those loopholes on the airlines.
It's garbage.
Garbage.
It's honestly, it's the worst industry. And the people who work in it are usually smug as shit.
Well, because especially, as you said, since 9/11, there's zero tolerance for any kind
of. You cannot say.
Don't sass me.
Thing. Yeah.
Okay, how about you be better?
Yeah.
Your big fat polyester clad ass is going to start a fire as it rubs across my seat every time you go by. How about that? How about you be better?
Terrible, man.
But like true.
Yeah. No, it's disgusting. I hate dealing with airports. I hate dealing with airlines. They're just We do whatever the fuck we want, and there is no accountability to anyone ever.
Did anybody ever size you up to make sure you fit in the aisles? Like, I get it. Everybody should have their own.
If you're one of those people who is mandated to have to purchase two seats, you should not work as a flight attendant.
Right. If you need a belt buckle extension.
If you're cutting extra.
You should not be working.
Fuck.
And that's what they're saying. They needed four seats, but they were actually sending only three people back from Chicago to.
Well, that's the worst fucking part. It's not even that they overbook customers. Well, we got to get our own staff there. You know, well, fuck. Be better.
How about you? Well, and you know what? And before we head out of here,
yeah,
it's worth noting that this shit happens all the time. I think 500,000 people last year were bumped, some willingly, some not.
Yep.
To me, the thing that makes this so unique is that shit usually happens at the kiosk.
Way before this.
You don't let people sit their ass in the plane and then tell them they got
to
get off.
At the gate. If you're willing to wait an extra 2 hours or whatever, approach us at the gate.
Yeah, you don't let people sit down.
No.
Stow their luggage and go, yeah, honey, I'll be in Louisville in 2 hours. Right. Or wait. Wait, they're launching my ass off the plane.
Actually, I've been bloodied. I'm going to stay here.
So, yeah, garbage.
All of them. And I'm sorry, I know it's unpopular, but the victim right there too. He's a little dramatic, man. He's just a little too much. But the cops sucked. United sucked. Their reaction sucked. Their PR sucks. And they've doubled down on their, we followed policy. We're not responsible for what the police do.
We support all staff.
Yeah. Fuck, you're bad. You're just bad at your fucking jobs. We will get out of here on, what did we say, Dave Carroll? Is his name?
Dave Carroll, Sons of Maxwell.
Out of Halifax, Nova Scotia, United Airlines, Breaks Guitars.
I flew United Airlines on my way to Nebraska. The plane departed Halifax, connecting in Chicago's old air. While on the ground, a passenger said from the seat behind me, my God, they're throwing guitars out there. The band and I exchanged a look, best described as terror, at the action on the tarmac, and knowing whose projectiles these would be. So before I left Chicago, I alerted three employees who showed complete indifference towards me. United, you broke my Taylor guitar. United, some big help you are. You broke it, you should fix it. You're liable, just admit it. I should have flown with someone else. Cause United breaks guitars. When we landed in Nebraska, I confirmed what I suspected. Mike Taylor had been the victim of a vicious act of malice at O'Hare. And so began a year-long saga of pass the buck, don't ask me, and I'm sorry, sir, your claim can go nowhere. So to all the airlines people, from New York to New Delhi, including kind Miss Earlwig, who says the final word from them is no. I've heard all your excuses, and I've chased your wild gooses, and this attitude of yours I say must go. Someone else or gone by car. as United breaks guitars. Well, I won't say that I'll never fly with you again, cause maybe to save the world I probably would, but that won't likely happen. And if it did, I wouldn't bring my luggage, cause you'd just go and break it into a thousand pieces, just like you broke my heart when United breaks guitars. United, you broke my Taylor guitar. United, some big help you are. You broke it, you should fix it. You're liable, just admit it. Should have flown with someone else or gone by car. Cause United breaks guitars. Yeah, United breaks guitars. Yeah, United breaks guitars.
This one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.